over 60 years on Catalina Island, if you were looking for a traditional barber, you had one place to go, Lolo's Barbershop. You'd have to get on a boat to go anywhere else. It's this classic all-boys barbershop down to the stripy pole. The door is perpetually open. Inside is a total museum of Catalina memorabilia. There's sports flags and baseball helmets and black and white pictures in frames. They're lined up corner to corner on every inch of the wall. And to greet you inside, Lolo himself.
Good morning, Lolo.
Hi, good morning.
Lolo was your classic local legend. He was known as the grandfather of Catalina. He'd give double bubble to the kids waiting for their dad's haircuts to wrap up and diplomas to babies who got their first trim.
He gave me 50 cents, and I said, I could buy a donut and a cup of coffee in my break for that price.
The barbershop was this town hall. People would wander inside to talk and gossip and hear Lolo's jokes. Here's a local. He called himself Dance Lance.
Yeah, it was the nice thing. It was like there's only one cut that Lolo did, and that was his cut, and that was it. I don't know what kind of aftershave he put on you, but it burned like hell.
But you'd keep coming back.
Just kept coming back.
Last December, Lolo made a customer smile for the final time and closed the door to the barbershop on his last day. He died at the age of 95. The community reeled with grief, and people walked past the closed door, wondering what would happen to Lolo's barbershop. But now, over a year later, lit by the backdrop of sports memorabilia and baseball bats, Sandy Morales takes care of Lolo's old customers.
Yay! I'm Sandy.
She's this spunky lady with a colorful bandana tied around her neck. She's got jeans and a t-shirt and blue Converse that track hair clippings all around the shop floor. She's light on her feet. She hops around the shop pretty quickly. She looks out of place, but she doesn't act like it.
This was my station. This has always been my station, like the middle one. So we used to work right next to each other.
9 years ago, Sandy worked with Lolo in his shop. At first, he wasn't super jazzed about the idea. It was said you could go there to get a haircut the old-fashioned way, from an old-fashioned guy. Sandy first came to the island in 2016. She and her husband found their way into the barbershop after wandering around for the day.
So we came in here, introduced ourselves, talked to Lolo, had a nice conversation. At the end, I asked him if he needed help, basically. He giggled, I giggled. He said he wasn't sure because he had bad experiences with women working in the barbershop.
Where some might have been put off by this interaction, she was still intrigued. Obviously, Lolo must have trusted her because
2 weeks later, he calls me asking if I was still up for it.
Sandy packed up her life in LA, where she was working as a cosmetologist. She moved to Catalina Island with her husband and Fifu, her fluffy white multi-poo dog. She lived in Lolo's guest house and worked in the shop for 8 months before returning to LA for the next 9 years. She got a call one day. It was Lolo's family. They told her he had passed and asked if she would come back to Catalina to run the barbershop.
So then from there we had a meeting and then asked me if I wanted to take over. So now we're here.
3 weeks ago, she moved back to the same guest house and reopened Lolo's barbershop. She kept the name, but now Lolo's has a Venmo and an Instagram page. Other than that, it's just like she's back in 2016, except Lolo's not here.
Looking to my right side and him not being there, it did feel weird. But everybody has been super nice and welcoming. Everybody's happy that I'm here, and I'm thankful. I'm happy. I'm happy and I'm sad. But I'm trying to be mostly happy.
It's been 3 weeks since the shop reopened. I spent just 3 hours with Sandy, and in that time, a bunch of locals stopped in the shop. They marveled at the door being open again.
Hello. I was just wondering who took over for Lolo.
I'm working here. Hi.
When I saw the door open, I thought, yes, somebody's here.
Yeah, it's still open.
Lolo kept this open door policy. He'd wave at everyone who walked by, passing out double bubble.
I mean, I'm still giving out his bubble gum.
Sandy keeps the door open now, too. Anyone who walks past can come get a piece of gum, stop by for a chat, or get a walk-in trim. She looks to that big photo of Lolo in the center of the wall.
And then I'm always staring at his picture right there, just waving. So it's like, okay, we got this. So.
For the Transom Storytelling Workshop, this is Malia Fass.